Hello, beautiful people. I pray all is well with you and your families. I pray you thank the Lord for waking you up today because someone did not. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Man, I don't know if you all know, but like when you take time away from social media, Jesus, and like really just spend time with God, and then he leads you and guides you to watch certain movies and give you the revelation of what's going on spiritually. My God, from Zion, it's just such a beautiful thing. You know, I can't express this enough. And maybe it's because I was this way even when I first joined social media back in 2010. When I had to join Facebook because my uncle was, he was severely ill and he needed me to reach out to his children. Like, that was the only reason I even reached out and even started a Facebook page back in 2010. And so with all that being said, I've never been the one to truly care for social media. Like, even when MySpace and things like that was out, like, I literally would just get on there, do a bunch of designs, make it real pretty, then make everybody else's page look real nice, you know, always good with graphics and things like that, because, you know, the ability to draw, then the ability to cook, culinary arts, so, you know, then, you know, the ability to do hair, you know, all these things come together, right? Then the interior decorating, just everything, you know, just, you know, the Lord blessing the works of my hands. And it's always been this way, singing, even when it was, you know, R&B, still singing. The Lord worked, I mean, like, literally the gifts of God, you know, the gifts of God. And so when you realize this, you know, and in the past you were using it for your own personal gain. Once again, like, when I started many things, it was for other family members. It really had nothing to do with me. And by the grace of God, I was able to, you know, meet different family members from Nigeria, you know, once I joined Facebook. So glory be to God about that part. All of them knew me, but I did not know them. And I couldn't understand how they knew me, but I always sent my dad pictures of myself. And then my dad had pictures of me when I was younger. Then I would always send my daddy pictures of me and my children as my children grew up. So that was how they knew us from the pictures. And so, you know, oftentimes social media, you can get caught up in it, because what got me caught up in social media was the dating apps. It wasn't necessarily, you know, Facebook, MySpace, Instagram, things of that nature. It was dating apps, because I had the spirit of lust, right? Jezebel spirit as well. So, you know, got caught up in the dating apps, meeting the wrong type of men. It was my own fault because I wasn't the right woman at the time either. You follow what I'm saying? I didn't have any good intentions. So it wasn't even just the men. It was me as well. And so I've just had this time with God, and I'm just looking back over my life, and I can see the growth even just from 2 years ago, the way that I speak about situations. My God, like, it's beautiful when you can see the growth, you can hear the growth, and you know that it comes from God. I just love the Lord. You know, Jesus is just so good, you know? So in Romans 10, verse 9 through 10, the King James Version, it reads, "Thou, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." You know, what I'm learning more and more, like, a lot of people don't like to mention Jesus' name. Like, it's so easy to say God. It's so easy to say God because there's so many different gods and people worship so many different gods. But, you know, it's the name of Jesus. You understand? It's the name of Jesus. I don't argue about the names of God because God has a lot of names. You know, the Most High God, he's known by many names. But I'm talking about those of you that worship your own gods that are not the Most High God. In the Holman Christian Standard Bible, it reads, "If you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. One believes with the heart, resulting in righteousness, and one confesses with the mouth, resulting in salvation." So guess what? If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior on today, all you have to do is believe in your heart. My God, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is Lord. You believe that he died and he rose again on the third day. My God, like, we have complicated even salvation to Jesus Christ. Like, what are we doing, people? It's not that hard. Why are we making it so difficult for those that are lost to come into the kingdom of God? I'm telling you, those of you that are self-righteous, those of you that are building your own kingdoms, I'm telling you, your reward is here on earth and you will not see the reward in heaven. He's going to tell you to depart from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you. Yes, you know his word, but yet you treat people like trash. You know his word, but you're mean to people. You know his word, but you talk down on people. You know his word front to back, but you have no compassion, no love, no empathy, and you show no one any grace. My God from Zion. You always want to prove a point. You always want to have the last word. And I'm sorry to tell you, that's your ego and pride. It's not the fruit of the spirit. You have no gentleness. You have no patience. Nothing about you is meek at all. Pride and ego. Pride and ego. I pray y'all enjoy your day. I pray that you repent and pray. Because if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray. You know, you got to really seek God's face and stop seeking the face of man. Going live on social media every day. You all don't have to like it, but the truth is the truth. Like, you all don't understand, even if you're gathering with other people, that's taking your time away from God. That's taking your time from being productive, doing things in real life. Don't you all get it? Some of these social media ministries, and the Holy Spirit said I can say this, so I'm saying it because he spoke this to me loud and clear this morning, and I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyway because he said he's going to let me say it. Many of you social media. What do I want to do? It's all about me. Your social media medias. There's nothing wrong with coming together for God, but you're coming together 7 days a week. Like, in all honesty, you're becoming worse than the churches with the brick and mortar in people's local area. You know, people complained about the local church. Want you to meet on Sunday. Then they want you to come to a small group on Monday. Then another small group on Tuesday. Then they want you to come to Bible study on Wednesday. Then on Thursday, they want you to volunteer and do something. On Friday, they want you to volunteer and do something. On Saturday, they want you to volunteer and do something. Don't you all understand that you all are following the same protocol that you said you don't like in your local church? Y'all don't see that? Man, it's like the pot calling the kettle black, like hypocrite nation, yo. Hypocrite nation. You don't want to go into your local body 7 days a week to volunteer, serve the Lord, hear the word of God, gather with the other saints. But you want to do it 7 days a week right from the comfort of your very own home via social media. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. You can't. There's no way possible. You complain about it in your local church because that means you got to get up out of your house. You can't sit in your pajamas and you got to get up and go. But you're comfortable sitting in your homes behind a camera looking at yourself for hours and hours and hours. If you don't call that pride, I don't know what you call it. If you don't call that self-righteousness, I don't know what you call it. See, we all claim that we are doing the things of God and we're doing it in perfection. But see, we all got a little thing that we need to correct within ourselves and within the ministry that the Lord has given us. Because if God gave you that ministry, he would have told you that the people that's connected to your ministry need days off. Why are you wanting people to gather 7 days a week? Why? Just why? You don't think they deserve days off? You need to go back to God and ask God some questions about the ministry. Like, don't take my word for it. Go to God. And I'm telling you, he's going to tell you the same thing, because every family deserves time off to be with their families or just to be in the presence of God or do what it is that they need to do. Not be stuck on social media 7 days a week for hours. For what? For what? What is really being accomplished besides your ego and your pride and you wanting to socialize with people because you're lonely? You better learn to spend time alone with God. You'll be amazed at the peace that you have. I hope you all be blessed. Stay encouraged in Jesus' mighty name. It's tight, but it's right. it needs to be said. Enjoy your day.